Mount Greylock, the tallest mountain in Massachusetts, happens to be enchanted, at least according to author J.K. Rowling, who describes it as the location of the North American School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. WAMC spoke with Amanda Zepka, the co-creator of the first MagicCon, which celebrates all things Harry Potter this weekend in Adams, Massachusetts.
We are at the base of Mount Greylock at the Greylock Glen here in Adams.
And what's so special about this spot other than being smack in the middle of, you know, beautiful Berkshire wilderness?
Aside from the beautiful scenery, last June, J.K. Rowling released a short story about the North American School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and the name of that school is Ilvermorny, and it is atop of Mount Greylock. She had a very beautiful introduction in describing where it is when the mist all clears and the clouds all clear on top of the mountain. You can see it, you know, in quotations. And so a group of us here in Adams, just who are very big Harry Potter fans, were so inspired and excited about that news that we kind of knew we wanted to do something to, you know, celebrate that news. And there's really no better, more optimal place than here at the Greylock Glen to have that kind of celebration. We have a bunch of different magical elements that are going to be going on. Namely, we have live music, which we don't often, if ever, get up at the Greylock Glen. So that's pretty amazing. So we've got Harry and the Potters, which is a wizard rock band, coming. They are actually going to be celebrating their 15-year bandiversary at this location on June 18th. And then we've also got Rakish Patty coming to do some Irish music as well. That's in the later part of the event, but we've got Boston University Quidditch is coming to do a Quidditch demonstration, and they're going to invite people who want to participate to kind of, you know, try and take a stab at it. And then we've got a reading from Jaina Lays from her book, The Twelfth Stone. She's going to do a short reading from that. We've got geocaching demonstrations. We've got a costume contest. We're going to have some magical vendors. We've got food from AJ's Trailside Pub and Big Daddy's restaurant here in Adams. We have Bright Ideas Brewing. So there's like a lot of different kind of, and everyone's really excited to incorporate that Harry Potter magical theme into whatever their offerings are. So
now, can you explain the name MagicCon?
Yes. MagicCon stands for the Mischievous Appreciation of Greylock and Ilvermorny Convention. So it's a mouthful, hence the acronym. but it's an appreciation of all things magical and Ilvermorny and Harry Potter, but it's also about Greylock and the beauty that kind of surrounds the Berkshires and nature and the power of kind of coming together and joining with people to just be outside and have a good time, you know, in the great outdoors in June in the Berkshires. There's kind of nothing like it, so.
What's so enchanting about the Harry Potter and the Harry Potter universe that really draws attention to this type of event?
Oh, goodness. Well, as a Harry Potter fan, because I grew up with the Potter stories, there's just something very unifying across all ages, and the story just resonates in so many different ways, I think, with different people and it's such a positive, you know, feeling that I think it encourages people to want to be, you know, with other people of that nature, because it's just very lighthearted and it's a form of escapism. And I think that a lot of people, including myself, like that opportunity to kind of be together and just be kind of in a positive place and just kind of step back from reality for a little bit. And I think this is such a great opportunity. And I think that's why it's done so well. You know, there's many similar conventions all throughout New England and I'm sure the rest of the country. But there's, you know, similar Harry Potter conventions that, you know, are very successful simply because it's so fun and it's such a feel-good world that you can step into for a little bit of time.
Why do you think that J.K. Rowling chose Greylock to be the site of the
Wizarding School?
Oh,
that I wish I knew. I wish I could get a sit down with her about that. I mean, You know, the whole story that she released had a lot to do, you know, with the Mayflower and pilgrims and kind of how things kind of spread out across, you know, moved east to west. I mean, if you're from around here, I think when you live in Adams, you might almost take for granted the beauty that we live in and that you get to wake up and see Mount Greylock from almost like every perspective kind of in and around town. And now with the beautiful monument finished up top, I mean, you can see that light beaming all the way from Pittsfield.
That's the World War I memorial.
Yes, yes. But I don't know, only that from personal experience, I know I'm always struck in awe. You know, you just look up sometimes and it is. It's just an awesome sight to behold. And there are mornings you wake up and it's like misty and you know, shrouded in clouds. And then other days it's just this clear peak. And it's just, it's a very inspiring sight. And so all I can assume is that she came upon it maybe in her travels at some point and was equally as inspired by it. So
it's magical.
It really is. It very much is, yes.
That's MagicCon co-creator Amanda Zepka. The magic starts Sunday at 1 on the Greylock Glen in Adams.